Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Angie Morgan is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Angie's a new friend, and she's the founder of Lead Star, which is a company helping people put their best foot forward in their professional lives, especially in the area of leadership. She was a captain in the United States Marine Corps, and she's now also the director of the Center for Creative Leadership Partnership Network, and she is the co-author of a new book called Spark, How to Lead Yourself and Others to Greater Success. Angie Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm really happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book, and thank you for your service.
Oh, well, as I was sharing in the break, thank you for the opportunity. I had a wonderful time on active duty. I did many cool things and met my husband.
How about that? I'll tell you a little story that maybe you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
When my son came out of high school, he had a tough time in high school because he was one of these kids that could do anything he wanted to do and not one thing he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And so, but he always kind of knew he was going to the military, and he went in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
But a number of his friends went to Ivy League schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought maybe they would look down on us, you know, poor Marine family, you know, their kids off to big, great things, you know, and of course I was always proud of him. But I don't know how many people came up to me later, several people came up to me later after their children had kind of floundered around not knowing what they wanted to major in college and blah, blah, blah. And told me that they wished their son or their daughter had gone into the military like my son did.
Yeah, that's impressive, and I agree. I think the Marine Corps,
the military straightens you out and puts you on a path, doesn't it?
It does, and they've really refined the process of developing leaders equipped with skills that give them discipline. And there's a tremendous amount of research out there that the smartest person in the room isn't always going to be the most successful. The person who can pass the test isn't always going to be, you know, again, the shining star in the professional environment. There's a lot more to success. It's grit. It's discipline. Mm-hmm. It's perseverance. And I think the military teaches people how to develop those skills better than any other organization out there.
If you don't know anything about the military, mm-hmm. you ought to go out to some base, if they'll let you on, Fort Benning, wherever, find a place where they're training troops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's Army or Marine, I don't care, where they're training troops, and go attend some of those outdoor range classes where a corporal is probably teaching the class and will knock your socks off with their leadership acumen and their come across. A corporal.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because you're talking about Ivy League schools. I mean, the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, their business school, they send their students to Marine Corps training at Quantico, so the officer candidate school,
mm-hmm.
to get that firsthand, experiential, small team leadership training. Because I think often business schools do, you know, despite the fact they promote, we're going to develop leaders, they don't actually teach leadership skills.
Right.
Which I think there's some, you know, confusion in our society. What's a leader? Is it a positional? Is it somebody in a position, or is it really the behaviors related to leadership?
You don't have to be anointed to be a leader, do you?
No, you don't. Not at all. In fact, I'd be cautious for people who think that you do.
Well, the thing that I'd like to point out to people is, and something I learned. I was an officer,
mm-hmm.
but I learned real quick that officers don't run the military. NCOs run the military. And if you're a smart officer, you'll surround yourself with smart NCOs and let them do their job. And so consequently, the only other thing I want to say there, Angie, is when that NCO comes out of the Army, you want them working for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you think about it. The young managers in, you know, United States military, they are 21, 22, responsible for 50-plus people.
That's right.
You need somebody with experience right next to you, because it's a lot of responsibility, and those NCOs have that experience.
What did the Marines do for you to prepare you to write your book, Spark?
I don't know. Well, I think when I left the Marine Corps, I didn't fully appreciate everything that I had learned. I think that I think this is going back to 2001. I think when I was transitioning out of the Marines, I thought the lasting impression would be the great sea stories that I acquired, you know, while on active duty.
Mm-hmm.
But it really wasn't until working in the private sector that I realized, wait a second, there's something else. There's this leadership skill.
You have a leg up on these other folks who weren't in the military.
Yeah. Well, much to their defense, I mean, I was working with pretty smart, talented people, and I guess I just assumed that everyone learned how to lead. But the more work, the more time I'd spent working, I realized, no, it's pretty interesting how, the military trains its leaders and the direct application of those skills into the private sector.
Well, you sure learned that education and intelligence is not an automatic path to effective leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you learned the same as well.
Yeah. And that's what you guys talk about in your book, isn't it?
We spend a lot of time. So this is Courtney, my business partner. We served together in the Marines. This is our second book. And we really wanted to, the first book was written directly for women because most women don't think about turning to the Marine Corps for leadership, development, inspiration, and guidance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's 180,000 Marines and only 1,000 were female officers like she and I were. So, again, not a lot of women in the military. So for Spark, our second book, we really wanted to open up our leadership message to a broader audience and really help share with professionals who are seeking greater success in their life that they can lead where they are right now. And through their leadership development, they can achieve the success that they are seeking and along the way bring others with them. So we write about 7 leadership behaviors like character, credibility, confidence, service, things that we learned in the Marines that, again, aren't special skills, but skills that you can develop at any point in your career.
I want you to talk. We're going to develop these points that she's making, folks, more in the next segment. In the meantime, Angie, I need you to give us your website, please, how we can find your book.
You can go to Amazon to find our book, and you can also link to it from our website, leadstar.us.
Leadstar.us. Quick break. Right back with Angie Morgan. The book is called Spark.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.